We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Bechor Behema Tohera, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Hey. V'gam zehu bechinas chamish eshkolim kesef shepoidem bohem bechor odom. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning here, even though this halacha is dealing with the bechor of a kosher animal species, Rav Nosson Zal inserts a piece that relates to the bechor of a human being. And he says, based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand why when we redeem a human bechor, we do it using five shkolim, five silver shkolim. Ki etzel ha'odom bi'atzmoi ikar birur v'tikun hamedame hualidei shemesakenes hamomoin shaloi. Because when it comes to a human being, when we want to be mesakein the medame of a human being, the main area where we have to work is in the person's money, when it comes to money. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 13, in the first half of Likutei Moran, shetikin hamomoin, that the correction for money, dehainu masa umatan be'emuna, which means a person conducting business in a kosher way, in a trustworthy way, v'sameach b'chelk, where his word is a word, v'sameach b'chelkoi, and the person is completely satisfied with what they have, they're not jealous of somebody else, they don't want somebody else's thing, hu b'chinas niguna delevoi. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal makes the connection between money and nigun, song, music, which we spoke about earlier in this halacha, the music. Bechinas, we know that doing business is referred to in the Gemara as masa umatan. And when it comes to music, we find the exact same terminology used. The pasuk says, se'u zimra usenu toif. Lift up the song and give forth the drum. That same, those same verbs, masa and matan. Shehu bechinas masa umatan, ayin shom. Look over there in Torah Yud Gimel, where Rabbeinu Zal draws the parallel. It's the same root, the same exact root of the word. Se'u is miloshen nosoi, like to carry, and tenu is matan, the same exact word. V'zeh nase al yedei tztoko. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the tikkun for a person's money, which is also going to be the tikkun for the nigun, is through tztoko. Nimtza, shetikun hamomoin hu bechinas nigun. So we see from that chapter in the Likutei Moran that the tikkun for money is associated with negina, with song, that same terminology, masa umatan. Vayidei nigun nizbor hamedame kanal. And we learned in our halacha, in the chapter of the Likutei Moran that we're basing this Torah, this halacha on, we learned that through nigun, that song is an aspect of birur hamedame. Because in a song, we mentioned that we're selecting the good notes from the bad notes, the notes that we're accepting as part of the song, and then from the notes that we're rejecting. V'alkein ha-bechor shehu bechinas hazikoroim, and therefore, the firstborn, who's associated with memory, as we learned before, we said that we brought the proofs in the previous year, shetzrichin l'shomroi mikoyach hamedame kanal, and therefore, the bechor has to be guarded from the negative effects of koyach hamedame, as we discussed in the previous year. V'alkein tzrichin litnoi lakoyhen. That's why we give the bechor to the kohen. Shehu ahavo digdusha. The kohen is referred to as ish hachesed. The kohen is the concept of ahavo, love, but the love, a holy love, which is the opposite of medame. Medame is the etzahara who tries to make unholy love look like love, who tries to make what's unholy, what's bad, look good. Alkein pidyoinoi alidei mamoim. And it's for this reason that the pidyoin of the bechor is done with money. Kaidei shenoisin memoinoi lakoihen, because by giving the money, which is the place where the koyach hamedame could have the most effect on, giving that all, and the medame would want to pull it into ahavois rois, into the wrong kind of ahava. So therefore, by giving the money to the Kohen, who is Ahava Digdusha, Shezeh Bechinas Tzedaka, this is similar to Tzedaka, giving money to the Kohen. The Kohanim were the ones generally who were holy, who were reserved for holy duties, and they were supported by the rest of Klal Yisrael. So what we give to the Kohen is an aspect of Tzedaka. Aydezeh Mesakein Mamoinoi. By doing that, we make a tikkun for the for our entire money, the tikkun hamomoin zebechinas nigun anal, and we made the connection between money and nigun. The tikkun for money is the tikkun for nigun. Vayidei nigun nizbarer hamedame, and by correcting the nigun, we're purifying the medame. V'zoichin li'avos kedoshos. And we're zeicher to the right kind of ahava, to holy ahava, shehem bechinas kohen. V'zeh nase al yedei hamomoin shenoisein la kohen daiko. And this is accomplished by the money that we give to the kohen to redeem the bechor. K'aydei zeh hamomoin hu mevarer horuach toivo min horuach ro hama'oirov betoich hamomoin. Because through this money that's being given to the kohen, we're separating the Ruach Toiva from the Ruach Ro that's mixed in the money. We said money is a place where you have this Toiv and Ra, and the musical notes is a place where you have this Toiv and Ra. Kishom b'momoin meluboshim kama v'kama nitzoytzois kedoshes. Because in money is found many holy sparks, and in money also, money is the main place where depression, klipa, tuma is found. The main place where depression affects a person is in money. You will live, you will be support, you'll support yourself with itzavoin, with atzvus, with depression. Shehu Atzvus hamomoin vaparnosa. This refers to the depression, the tensions, and all the negative feelings that are associated with money, and earning a livelihood. Vayidei shenoisin mamoinoi lakoihem. And therefore, by giving the sum of money to the kohen, the five shkolim, shehu ahava digdusha, and the kohen is an example of an ahava of holiness, ayidei ze nistakein venizbarer hamomoin. That's a rectification for the money, v'yazayin istakein hamedame, and therefore it's a tikkun for the medame. V'aydeze nifde habchoyer, and by doing this, the bechoyer is redeemed, v'nistakein, and the bechoyer gets his tikkun. Ki ikar pidyon v'tikkun habchoyer, v'aydei tikkun hamedame, because as we learned earlier, the main tikkun for the bechoyer is through tikkun hamedame. Ki habechoyer shubechinas zikoroin tzrichin leshomroi mikoyach hamedame kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes over there in that chapter on Likutei Moran that we in our halacha we had shown how bechoyer goes together with zikoroin. Bechoyer is related to oilam haba, remembering oilam haba. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that when it comes to zikoroin, when it comes to a person's memories, a person has to be very careful to watch out for koyach hamedame. So bechoyer, who represents zikoroin, has to be protected from koyach hamedame. One of the ways we do that is by taking money, which is a major center of koyach hamedame, and making a tikkun on the money by giving it over to the kohen, by making a major tikkun for the medame. This will also serve as a tikkun for the bechoyer. V'yalkei noisnin hei shkolim, and this is why we give five shkolim, keneged hei hadas, corresponding to the letter hei, the hei hayidia. We mentioned this many times, that when a hei comes in front of a word, hamidbar, the wilderness, which one? You know which one we're talking about, the one that we referred to before, the one that you know. That's called a hey hayadia. Bechinas tikkun hadas, meaning we're trying to achieve a tikkun for the das, hepech hamedame, which is the opposite of medame. Medame is fantasy. Medame is imagination. Medame is lack of das. knows, medame causes people to do things, to act insane, to put their whole lives at risk and the whole future at risk for a silly taiva, for some materialism. And this is why the Torah refers to five silver shkolim, because the Zohar HaKadosh says, on the right side, the moyach is white like silver. So silver is a term used to refer to sechel, moichen. Hainu tikkun hadas al yedei bechinas kohen yamin. We're trying to effect a tikkun for the das, the five coins, the hey, the das, through the kohen, who's referred to as the right side. Kohen is the right, Levi is left, and Yisrael is in the middle. Vizehu shkolim, and this is also why we use shkolim specifically. The word shkolim means a certain type of coin, and the word shekel is also miloshen mishkal, scales, a scale, which is a term used in music, scales of music. Rav Nosson says, Vizehu shkolim bechinas nigun. Here's another connection to the song, bechinas mishkal hashir, the scales of the shir, of the song, and the precise measurements of the song. This song has so many and so many notes, and it's within these octaves, within these parameters. Ki tzrichin lenagen b'mishkol, because a person needs to play music in a very measured, calculated way. Lalois v'leireit banagino kefi ha'mishkol, to go up and down the musical scale according to the type of song that you're playing. Shezehu ikar habirur. This is the whole concept of the birur that takes place in Negina, where you're operating within precise parameters, within these two boundaries, and there you're choosing this note, skipping this one, going to this one, going back to that one. V'yalke ayin shom, look over there in Likut Imran, in the Torah that this halach is based on, Torah Nun Dalid, v'hovein, and you'll understand. V'yalkein habechor noyheg bischorim levad, and now you'll understand also why the law of pidyon bechor applies only to a male child, not to a female, only to a male firstborn, because as we said before, bechinas zikoroin hanal, because the focus here is on the issue of zikoroin, remembrance, shehu bechinas ben zochor, which is associated with the male child. Kemavor Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in that Torah, in Torah Nun Dalid, Ayin Shom. In that chapter in Likutei Moharan, Rabbeinu Zal discusses a series of spiritual concepts. Zikoron Dikdusha, Ahava Dikdusha, Medame, Negina, all of these things. What Rav Nosson Zal did in this halacha, as he does in many cases, is he draws a list of the things that are involved in pidyon bechor, and he shows you the parallel, how it fits, how it parallels every single thing that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in Likutei Moharan. They seem to be talking about two totally different, unrelated things, totally unrelated. But if you know the spiritual concepts, if you know the spheros, if you know the midos of Hashem, and you know what zikoroin represents, and you know what bechor represents, you know what medame represents, and you know what money and song represent, if you know what each, you can see the exact connections between them. Because how they manifest themselves in the physical world is one thing. You know, there's a certain light of Hashem. When it comes down into this world, it manifests itself in a giraffe, in a cow, in a rose, a plant. But this light, if we know how to trace it back up to its source, its original source is all Hashem. But even before we go there, if we trace it a little bit up, knowing what this represents spiritually or what it's connected to spiritually, by that we can learn all kinds of tremendous things. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows us in that Torah in the Likutei Moharan, he shows us how to live properly. He's showing us what we have to think about, how a person has to think past this world. Not to think about materialism, but think about the real future, which is Olam Haba, which on one hand refer to it as the future, on the other hand, it's the past, because that's the beginning of all. Before Hashem created the physical world, He created Olam Haba. So the term zikar, to remember, person would say, remember Olam Haba. You can't use the term remembering related to Olam Haba. I can't remember something that didn't happen yet. That's if you're aware, your knowledge of Olam Haba is very limited. If you know what most people know, that Olam Haba means the future world, the world to come. But based on what Rav Nosson Zal reminded us, that Olam Haba also is the past. It's the past and the future. Because that was around before this world. And for example, when the Gemara says that when a Jewish child is born, throughout the time that the child is in the mother's womb, there's an angel there teaching him Torah and all, you know, showing him the light of Olam Haba in a sense. And then right before when the child comes out, the angel gives him a flick and he forgets everything he learned. And they make him swear, they swear him in, that he's going to use his life in this physical world to try to retrieve what he lost, to try to remember, to bring back all of that lost knowledge. That's an example of this Zikoron of Almadasi. He's remembering when he was in Olam Haba, in a sense. When he was in his mother's womb, he was being treated like he was in Olam Haba. He had a malach with him, teaching him, making available the highest lights of Torah. I'm using this as examples. This is the concept of Chassidus and Kabbalah, where we learn how all kinds of things and items and objects, we learn what they are spiritually, how they interact, where they are on the ladder with other spiritual things, and therefore how to interact with them, how to achieve the good and avoid the bad, how to separate the good from the bad, take the good and avoid the bad. Shayach Le'el, which means this is an appendix. Tikkun Hamamon hu bechinas nigun kanal, bechinas yad hanal. We mentioned before that the tikkun for money is associated with nigun, song, because we said the same exact terminology that the Torah uses for money, masa umatan, loseis velateit, is the same terminology that's used for song, se'u zimra u'senu toif. Bechinas Yad, which is associated with the hands. We mentioned the previous year that the music is all played by hand. Bechinas Yegia Kapoi. Rav Nosson Zal says, so to money. Money is referred to as the struggle of your hands. I earn this money with my bare hand, with my hands. Yegia Kapecho. Bechinas Usamachtem Bechol Mishlach Yedchem. And as the Torah says, that when a Jew comes to the Beis HaMikdash on the holidays, he should make sure to bring with him Karbonos, the Karbon Shlomim, Usamachtem, and you will rejoice, Bechol Mishlach Yedchem, with whatever you bring with your hands. Shepirushoi, what that means actually is, Kefi Hoashirus V'Hamomoin Asher Chononoi Hashem, based on the money and the wealth that Hashem has blessed you with, Shemishom Bo HaSimcha, which is the source of simcha, when kishezoiche levaroroi ulesaknoi alidei hakorbonois shemevi boregel miyegia kapoi, when yezoiche to sort out the money, to separate the good from the bad, and to rectify the money, how? Through the korbonois that are brought on the holidays. By bringing your donation, bringing your tztoko to the Beis HaMikdash, miyegia kapoi, from the money that you earned with your hands, the tikkun of yadayim. V'hovein heitev. Rav Nosson Zal in this short halacha used the word v'hovein heitev maybe 10 times, because in this particular halacha is a case where the connections between the Likutei Moran and the Likutei Halachos, you really have to know them well to be able to appreciate it. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude Halacha Beis. Now we go on to Halacha Gimel.